members to come off. And here come the Demons onto the field here at Ivanhoe Stadium. Beautiful stadium. We are very high up in the air tonight. A press box way, way high, like college or even pro level above the stadium. So a very different angle tonight. A stadium that holds 6,000 people, but there are not 6,000 people here tonight. There's a pretty sparse crowd for the Demons, maybe 200 people here, and a good contingency of Taos folks. I know that they're listening because they talked to me before the game. There's probably 50 or 60 Taos fans already on the other side in black and orange, and then there's some Taos fans on this side too, so a good traveling crowd to see the Tigers take on the Demons tonight. Fantastic weather for a football game tonight here in Santa Fe, 66 degrees at game time. A few waning thunderheads that dumped a little bit of rain earlier tonight, kind of drifting past the mountains at sunset here. Beautiful evening. Santa Fe won the opening toss, but they deferred, and so Taos is going to receive the ball to start the game. They will be defending the north goal. That's going left to right across your radio dial. They are in road white as the visitors tonight. White pants, white socks, white shoes, white jerseys, new white jerseys that say Taos on the front of them, orange numerals, black helmets with an orange paw print on the sides. Think Clemson there, orange paw print on black helmets. So Taos all in white is the road team. Santa Fe is blue and gold, dark blue, navy blue. They have a gold sleeve on their jerseys. They have navy pants. The numbers are white on their blue jerseys. And then they have blue helmets with a kind of a pinstripe stripe and their number on one side of their helmet. So navy pants, they have a couple of gold jagged stripes on them, kind of like lightning bolt stripes, along with the gold sleeves to make them blue and gold. So they're ready to set for the opening kickoff here. There's the opening whistle, so everybody's set, just waiting for the kicker now. Number 34, ball spotted at the 40, going right to left for the opener here. It's a very short kick that is caught at the 33-yard line by an up lineman for Taos. He catches the ball. He waved his hand as if to catch a fair catch. That's number 64 for Taos. He did the right thing. That's Jamie Terrazas, the junior blocker. He was up there. He caught the ball, made a good catch, and just plopped down on the ground so that no mistakes could be made after that. So a good call. Taos with decent field position to start the game at their own 34-yard line. Ball spotted on the left-hand hash mark. That's on the far side of the field as they go left to right to start the game. They go immediately to the line of scrimmage. Two men split to the left, I formation. Here's a quick handoff to Ryan McCarty. He's going to get to the line of scrimmage and maybe 1 yard before he gets taken down by the interior lineman there. That was designed to go right towards the tackle, but maybe a yard and that's it. Taos switches out a little personnel. That's Adam Bahil coming off there. Breaking the huddle, coming to the line of scrimmage now are the Tigers. They're going to send three men split wide to right. That bunch formation where there's three men standing up right beside the tackle, one tailback behind the quarterback under center. Long snap count as Taos likes to do. Here's a fake pitch. Jude Swazza wants to throw the ball, and it's batted down at the line of scrimmage. Nice play there. That's one of their stars. You'll hear this name a lot tonight. Bailey Lozada Cabbage. He is a captain. He's a tight end and a defensive lineman, a senior. He's 6'2 and 215, and he is probably, if you wanted to pick the one player that's really going to stand out tonight, you're going to hear his name a lot, both on offense and defense. So Taos' first pass attempt of the game goes incomplete, being swatted down at the line of scrimmage. 6'2", even as a lineman, he jumped up and knocked that ball down. Third and nine from the Taos 35-yard line. Taos will come out splitting two men wide to the right, I formation behind Swazo. He wants to throw the ball again, rolling to his right, still rolling, being chased, now finds a man. It's caught at the 44-yard line and slung down at the 46-yard line. A catch to Ronnie Salazar. He was wide open there. It looked like Santa Fe was playing something of a zone because I could see he was open even before Swazo threw the ball. Swazo rolling to his right, got out past the hash marks, going towards the numbers on the right hand, the wide side of the field, saw him too and made a perfect throw. Salazar caught it and was taken down immediately, but a fresh set of downs for the Tigers. Now first down from their own 47-yard line. On the right-hand hash mark, two men split to the right, I formation. Swazo under center, long snap count. There's a tight end on the left. Here's the snap, a handoff up the middle, and Ryan McCarty's going to get hit and taken down for a loss of one. There's all kinds of demons in the backfield. Taos' offensive line has done an outstanding job this year, both in protecting Swazo at quarterback, but also opening up holes. We talked last week about how quickly Ryan McCarty was able to hit holes and get 4 or 5 yards just immediately because there was a big hole right at the line of scrimmage. But keep in mind, this is a 6A school, and some of their players are going to be bigger than what we're used to pushing around on a 4A school, so we'll see how the offensive line holds up. No gain on the play, second down and 10 Two men split to the left, I formation again, ball right in the middle of the field on the big blue and gold Demon logo. Swazza wants to throw again, hit as he throws. Oh, just outside the outstretched arms of Salazar again. He had to dive for that ball, then his hands out, could not get it on an out pattern to the left side of the field. So another third down for Taos. That time, Swazza rolling to his left instead of to the right, and the same kind of out pattern, and it looked like Salazar might have been open, but just thrown beyond his fingers. He tried to dive for the ball unsuccessfully. Third and 10 now from the Taos 47-yard line. Eye formation, two men split to left, quick snap this time, straight drop back, looking, now being chased, tries to throw the ball, and he's hit as he throws, and it's intercepted. It's intercepted by number 36, Varela. He's to the sideline, and he's going to go all the way in for a touchdown. Jude Swazza was hit just as he threw the ball. It came out of his hand wobbly and right into the hands of their star, Bailey Lozada Cabbage. We talked about him and saying his name would be called a lot. He was just in the right place at the right time that time. He was nowhere near the action. He was kind of playing linebacker. He had dropped back about 5 yards. There were no receivers anywhere near him. But that time, Jude Swazza trying to straight drop back and throw the ball, got hit from behind just as he released, and the ball actually went forward. It wasn't a fumble. It was just a wobbly pass that came out and was going to be 20 yards short of where he wanted to throw the ball, and right into the hands of Cabbage, and he takes it on in for the touchdown. So a 47-yard interception return for a touchdown. Not how Taos wanted to start the game, but here we are, 6-0 with the Demons in extra point kick formation. Here comes their kick. It is a bad kick. It is knocked down at the line of scrimmage, so that kick will be no good. A Taos player got his hand on that, so we'll trade the tipped ball interception for a tipped no good extra point, and Santa Fe will be up 6-0 with 10 minutes and 7 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds on 95.9 The Mountain.